This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
I'm Tim Geddes with IGN.com. You're listening to Trophy Horrors with ProvenGamer.com.
Donnie, count us down. In the five actors you would like to see play Nathan Drake in the Uncharted movie.
Well, they're all black. Lego.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. The things we something mean is supposed to be. We believe, but I told that be so awesome and that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me, cause we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Ready M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whores.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 184. I'm your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Donnie.
What up, dope people? And yes, I would love to see Will Smith play Drake.
Oh, no. God, no.
Also with us, I yield to no one.
That is an absolutely horrible idea. We've already seen Will Smith do that in Wild Wild West. And I will admit, though, he did do a good job. No.
Thank you. He will be
stay
a night.
Stay away from Uncharted, Will Smith. Just run away.
He'd be a great color. He'd be a great color, no. Drake.
No, there are two people. There are two people I think the fans want. We want Nathan Fillion, or I think that David Boreanaz could do it.
I prefer the one who played him now should do it, but that's not going to happen.
I don't think you're going to get him, yeah. So those are the other two options.
All right, let me introduce the fourth guy so he can be a part of this conversation. Also with us, Alex.
Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West, Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider, No You Don't Want Nada. I think that is now the second time on this show that I've sung Wild Wild West by Will Smith.
I think so, too. How you doing, gentlemen?
Hello, listeners. I hope you enjoyed my inability to sing.
And while Donnie and I was going back and forth, he was playing that song so he could memorize that spot.
I think Alex knows it by heart by now. All right, how you guys doing this week?
Awesome, awesome.
It's been a long week for me. I don't know about you guys.
Let me see here. Let me think. What's going on this week? Yeah, it's been another long week, but And it's only going to get worse as the year goes on, so.
Do you want to share with the listeners why your week was long, or you want to keep that quiet?
Oh, I don't care. I finally bought a house, so. Well, I mean, not officially yet. It won't be official until next month.
Woo!
But, yeah. So, hopefully here in about 3-4 months' time, I'll have really good internet. Hopefully.
I was going to say, that's the really good news of the whole thing.
But why is it going to get whacked towards the rest of the year because you got to do all the maintenance on your own now?
Well, I got to get the house. We don't close on the house till next month. And then there are some things that we're going to want to do to it. And I don't want to move in and then have to move stuff again when we're fixing stuff up. So it's fix everything up and then move in.
Yeah. Good way to go.
At least the inside stuff. The outside stuff can wait until the weather breaks.
Sure can.
And then are you going to fix the weather, too?
No, I like the snow. Like, it's snowing right now.
Use
it, champ. It is snowing right now as I look out my window, and I am perfectly fine with that. I hope it stays cold all the way through Christmas now. You know, people are saying it's going to warm up next week for Thanksgiving.
You know when it's cold. I hope it stays cold. When it should snow? On
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
It needs to snow on Christmas Eve. And Christmas Day.
That's
no
it.
Other times during the year.
Thanks, Alex. Man, you
because
like,
it is.
You're the man for that. I say the same thing all the time.
No,
it needs to snow every single day of winter so Tricky can be a rich man.
Winter is a hazardous time, and people already drive like jackasses, so we don't need ice and snow on the roads to make them even more dangerous than before.
Wait, you talk about icy roads. Are you talking about people that take mirrors off of Audis?
Well, those people.
I'm about to take that off the show, too. Certain people don't need to hear about that.
That's already been out there, Donnie.
Yeah, like the guy that lost his mirror on an Audi.
You know what? It'd be a coincidence if he listened to this show like all the time and he put two episodes together and was like, wait a minute, that guy is the one who ran my mirror off.
If you live on Rivington Street.
Don't put yourself out there, man.
On the corner of Norfolk, then, and you're missing a mirror on your Audi, I'm your man.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
Let's do an updated trophy count. All right, I am level 26, total trophies of 58, 45, and a plat count of 38. Donnie?
I am level 26 still. Trophy count is 52, 59, and plat is 50, 72, man. You messed me up, dog.
I didn't put it 71.
Well, 72 now. I got me another plat, which is the Mini Ninjas plat.
Oh my lord.
Again.
Alex.
Whoa, you're bemoaning that platinum?
Because Dottie gives me shit about playing kitty games.
No, I play kitty games with a purpose or a reason.
Yeah, to get a platinum.
And I also agree to the whole chumping thing about that aspect of me. But you, on the other hand, is just all about the easiest trophies you can get as possible.
That's a trophy whore.
Yeah.
Alex, your trophies.
No, trophy chump slash
whore. I am level 23. I have 4,404 trophies, and I have 52 platinums in 51 games, as well as an 80.13% completion percentage in all trophy completion percentage in all the games that I've played.
Okay. Before we go to Yield for his – actually, no, let's go to Yield for his trophies, and then I'm going to address your completion right there, Alex. Yield your trophies.
Level 19, trophy count of 3125, and a platinum count of 37.
He's still 3 seconds off for us.
No. He was far away from the mic because I heard him get closer as he came. All right, Alex, I want to address this completion rate because that is an impressive completion rate. I give you credit. I'm not giving you any shit about that. Okay?
Why do I feel like there's a butt coming on?
Well, I don't think that's fair in the aspect of other overall gamers. Because, like, in my case, if I play a game and I don't like it, I get a 0%, and that brings down my total completion.
Yeah.
So.
No bad.
So, you know how you fix that, Tricky? You know how you fix that? You stop playing shitty games.
Well, okay.
Stop playing $60 games and buy yourself a couple $5 ones.
No, I'm talking about, like, okay, on your recommendation, I tried out Bioshock Infinite. I didn't like it. So now I have a 0 on that, and it brings down my total completion. So I don't think I should be penalized because I did try a game and didn't like it, and now I have a 0 on my record.
No.
I think you should be penalized for not liking a good game. not a good game, a fantastic game.
I don't think I should be penalized for trying out a game, not liking it, and now I have a 0 on my record.
Well, I'm not penalizing you by touting some. I'm not, like, penalizing
but
you
by
saying
true,
that I
But
have,
if you were a true trophy whore, you would just plow through it.
No, here's the thing. Like, it's not penalizing you when Donnie says, I have 72 platinums, and you say that you only have, you know, when you have 38. So, is it penalizing you when Donnie says that he has that many trophies, but yet you have fewer ones? No, and it's the same thing with my completion percentage. It's just touting what I have accomplished in the world of PlayStation 3.
And I'm like, okay. I want to add on.
All right, fair enough.
I want to add on to that. Where, and you can't fault the developers for some making good games and some making bad games. It's because he liked it and you didn't. Well, that was a chance
We can fault the developers for making bad games. We can certainly do that.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying, if you liked the game and Tricky didn't, well, you can't be penalized. You can't penalize him for liking it and you getting a bad completion rate because you didn't like it. Well, you took the chance on playing that game, which all gamers do take a chance on. You're not going to know you like a game until you play it. So you can't be penalized for liking it or not liking it.
Okay,
well,
but
here's another example. The Metal Gear games. I played started the Metal Gear Collection. I started Metal Gear Solid 2 and Metal Gear Solid 3, and I have very little completion in those because I didn't enjoy them. I'm not good at, I don't like the stealth games, so I didn't have fun with them, so I stopped playing them, and my completion rate is very low. You know, a game like NFL Blitz that I started playing that I got free for PlayStation Plus, I played a little bit, and I've got less than 10% of the trophies because I just didn't want to play it anymore. So that, I mean, that situation happens to both of us, Tricky.
Well, yeah, but
here's the thing, though. I play fewer games than you do, and I focus
absolutely. But that was part of what I'm saying is like you stay to your core games. I try a broad range. But here's something else I want to bring up. I got the Prince of Persia question, I think it was.
Oh, I have playing, that.
I was playing the first one, and you know normally the trophy list pops up when you put the game when you turn on the game for the first time. With the Prince of Persia question, I started the first game and the other two games popped up on my trophy list that I never even started. So now there's three zeros on my record and I didn't even play two of the games. Also, and this has been a gripe for you in the past, but not to this extent, you buy a game, you get 100% of the trophies and they get the platinum, then they release DLC, and then your completion percentage goes from 100 down to 85 or whatever it was your case. And what's really hurting with me is like DCUO. I had 100% of the trophies. Now through all the updates and all the DLCs that come out, now my DCUO completion rate is 25%.
Still,
that's bullshit.
You can't be penalized no matter what.
Like I griped when they released DLC for The Last of Us, not Left Behind because I enjoyed Left Behind and I played that and I got all the trophies, but the multiplayer stuff and the grounded DLC basically. So I never went back and got any of those trophies, so I was at 100%, and then I go down to 69 because they released the Grounded DLC. But with something like Bioshock Infinite, Bioshock 2, as well as, what's another game that I bought DLC for recently? Dead Space 2. Like, if I enjoy those games, so I buy the DLC, and I've got, you know, near 100%, or I've upped my completion percentage in those games because I like those games and I want to play more of those games. But there are certainly games that I don't have, you know, that, I have, you know, I don't have the DLC for, and I don't have the trophies for, because I, you know, Devil May Cry, you know, there's Virgil's Downfall, the DLC, and you got to go through that six times and play it on six different difficulty levels, and I just don't know if I want to do that. So I've got the platinum in that game, but my completion percentage is probably going to stick in the 80s because I'm not going to buy that DLC.
All right. Now that I got my little gripe, by the way, we had our little conversation.
Did we set you straight, Tricky?
Well, it wasn't too much of a gripe against you. It's just you bring up because he brings up the completion percentage.
You make him feel inferior that the fact that you completed.
No, I'm just simply saying that with the completion rate, you know, it affects. You know, it's very good that Alex has an 80% completion rate, but it pisses me off that I'm not even close. Because of all these other issues, and I guess I wanted to vent a little bit. That's all.
Well, what makes you feel bad is that you're at the bottom of the completion list between the four of us.
If it makes all you right. feel any better, vent about that.
Well, I know I'm second, so. All
right. Well, I don't remember
60% yield.
Yeah, just over 60. Woo! All
right. While we're talking about snow and looking up completion rates to see who's where and falls where, why don't we go into what...
What is the matter with you?
Who, me? I like snow.
Why don't we talk about what we've been playing?
I've gathered that. I guarantee this has nothing to do with what he's about to say.
Alex, what have you been playing to up your completion rate?
See, that has absolutely nothing to segue well. Yeah, Alex wins.
So, ever since completing the Protector Trials DLC for Bioshock 2, I haven't actually played anything because I've been without an internet connection, or at least a wireless internet connection, since Wednesday. So, I haven't played any games this week, and I had to go buy a new router today just to get... get on the Trophy Horse show here. So basically, I haven't played anything since Bioshock 2. And, yeah. go a few days without internet. It kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of like you're not using your system to its full capabilities, but why would that stop you from playing the game?
Well, I mean, to be honest, a lot of the games that I have that I could play, you're right, Donnie, I could play, but I've already played them, and I, you know, at the moment, I don't want to play them again. I have gone through and deleted quite a few games from my hard drive, from my previous hard drive, so what I have on there now is strictly multiplayer games, or games, you know, that I would like to play again at some point in the future, but, you know, not right now.
It's no biggie. I thought you was just saying that due to no internet that you couldn't play the game.
Yeah, no, my PS3 isn't online only, like Warhawk, the original Warhawk. Warhawk reference. Woo!
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I've gone black.
You got black? I've gone black. Are you back in black?
I knew y'all guys if, to go
if,
there.
You know what? If that. I were Tricky, I'd be black for the first time. No, but I,
you know, once you go black, you never go back.
That's what I hear. That's as they say. I don't know who they are, but I'm sure Donnie's involved in some of those shenanigans.
Nah. Once you go black, you couldn't wait to go back to being white. You don't want this that follows us.
is there a saying about Detroit, Donnie? You go to Detroit and you run as fast as you can in the other direction.
I'm talking about black people in general. You don't want what follows black people. We got y'all coming after us. The man. We got.
Oh, good lord! Now Donnie's coming after us. Now Donnie's gonna start ranting against the internet.
You got payments coming after us. You got other people, kids coming after us.
So no, I haven't been playing much, and it's a direct result of me. Of course, I've been working a lot, and once you know it becomes, or you know, the holidays, work gets a little crazy working at Whole Foods. So working and hanging out with friends. You know, last night I went out for a pre-holiday dinner at a friend's house, dinner party. So I've been getting out a little bit. So games haven't been on the top of my list lately.
Pre-holiday, I think I just dinner.
Instead of getting together for the holidays, since we're all, like, there were, like, 15 of us there, 16 or 15 people. So usually we'd all do our own things during the holidays, you know, spend it with the family. But, you know, so every year, it's actually the second annual one, we all just get together for a potluck where we bring Thanksgiving items, like turkey, ham, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, Oreo trifold, and someone made a delicious brie. A brie baked with marmalade inside of a puff pastry, and it was delicious.
I was just making a statement because it's so far from the holiday that pre is like far-fetched. It's kind of like just a big dinner.
Well, pre does mean before.
I know, but it's just like a big dinner when it's like this far before the holiday. It's like saying I'm about to have my pre-birthday, even though it's February 28th.
Well, you can say it, Donnie.
It just sounds funny when you say when it's so far away.
Now we know Donnie's birthday, and I think every listener is obligated to send Donnie a gift card.
That was a nice setup that I did. I did it on purpose.
Yep, a gift card to a store that he will never visit.
All right. I looked up all our profiles on PSN profiles.
I seen the post.
We're not going to go into depth about this, but I'm just going to state out.
You know what that means? We're not going to hear Tricky's percentage.
No. You're going to hear everybody's percentage. As for me, I have played 457 games. I have completed 51 of them. My completion percentage is 35.34. I have 10,984 unearned trophies. Okay.
10,000.
10,984 trophies that are on my list that I have not earned.
Is that more trophies than you have?
Yes.
Almost double.
Yeah.
All right. Alex has played 151 games, completed 84 of them, has an 80.13 completion rate, and has 1,049 unearned trophies.
Ooh. So roughly, I have 4,000 more trophies that I've earned than I haven't earned.
That's pretty gangster.
You have 3,400 trophies more than you haven't earned.
That's pretty gangster right there.
Yield.
Gangster.
Has 100-
ladies and gentlemen, Yield? Gangster before gangster was a word.
Yield has played 181 games, has completed 51 of them, has a 59.94 completion, and has 2,627 unearned trophies.
It'll get back above 60 when I finish season 2 of The Walking Dead.
You are right. You would be like in the LD class in school.
And Donnie has played 226 games, completed 61 of them, has a completion percentage of 60.87, and has 3,649 unearned trophies.
They ain't gonna shame, dude.
Now
you got 10,000 of them boys. Now,
it is worth noting, I do have the lowest percentage. I have the most games played. I think me and Yield are tied for completed games. Yes. Me and Yield are tied for completed games. But it's also worth noting, I am the only one with more unearned trophies than I do actually have trophies.
Mm-hmm. So you can take that if you want. We want to include it in your chump status. If you
all right, and just for argument's sake here, I'm going to look somebody else up.
I bet you it's Kaiser.
Yes, that's exactly who I was looking up.
Deadly, you have been targeted.
Deadly. Okay, here's Deadly's. Ready?
Wait a minute. Do you have his permission to put his?
He has played 271 games.
I think he have played more than that. That's it.
He has 118 completed games.
Ooh.
Completion percentage 77% on the dot, and has 3,125 unearned trophies.
You have some splaining to do, Deadly. Some splaining.
He's also got a recent platinum. I don't know what number this makes. This makes platinum 131, and he got the latest platinum is in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
It's gonna get to the point where he's earned more platinums than the calendar year that we're in. He's gonna have like 2016 and 2015. But let the record stand that I am the most complete trophy whore, even more complete than the great Deadly Kaiser.
Even more complete.
Is there anybody else we want to look up before we actually keep going?
How about
let's continue with the show.
What about NM Rain?
Okay, we're going to look up Rain. Donnie, what have you been playing?
I've been playing some Evil Within, and I gotta say, I'm only in the second chapter. They cut it up in chapters, so it's that kind of game. And when I first played it, I'm like, I didn't really dig the controls too much. But as I progress into the second chapter, which you start to get some of the abilities you can do, which is run and punch and weapons and stuff like that, it's starting to be okay. The gameplay, it's most definitely made created from the creators of Resident Evil. And they pay homage to Resident Evil 1, which I really dig. It's when you remember in part 1 where you meet your first zombie and he's got that green sweater on and he's eating on something that he turned around and it's Resident Evil. Anyway, Evil Within, I like that. That was kudos to Evil Within with that. Also, it's also a mixture between Resident Evil 4 and what's that one game? The Suffering, because of the way the creatures are made. And it has a stealth element to it, which I have put in something in the topics of the day or topic of the show week that I want to talk about. And it has this upgrade thing where you have to upgrade each attribute of the weapon, like firing power, weapon capacity, aiming, durability. So that's just one weapon, and you got to upgrade each one of those categories to before you can be like the maximum. And that's exactly how Resident Evil 4 was. So you can most definitely, it pays, you can tell it's a Resident Evil creator. I'm digging it so far. The scary element is there. So I still don't know what the heck is going on because the game is so twisted already. So
I'll let you guys know more about that later.
All right, Rain stats. He has 127 games played. He has completed 26 games. He has a completion rate of 45.02 and has 2,703 unearned trophies. But he has earned 2,374 trophies. So he has more unearned than he does earned.
Wait, what is his platinum count?
22.
He's been doing a little bit too much killing.
Rain, man, we got nothing but love for you, but you're dragging ass back there.
Anybody else we want to look up here?
I want to look up the ending of this show.
Wait, we're still doing a show?
Yield, what have you been playing?
I've been playing, I wish we were doing a show.
We are doing a show, we're just getting sidetracked very badly.
By a lot.
Oh, we are? Is this live, like, now? I've been playing Walking Dead Season 2. I finished Episode 1 and 2. And I finished up my Simpsons Tapped Out for the Treehouse of Horrors. And a little bit of Pocket Trains. And that's about it. Not really a whole lot. Been a little busy.
All right. And I have been playing Clash of Clans. And my new favorite game, which I do have a couple gripes about, but I'm not going to get into right now because we're getting long on time, is Lego Batman 3.
I know y'all be like, man, stop it with the... I'm sorry. It's just Lego games, man. I'm sorry.
Let's get into our news topics. Donnie, uniquely, I had to do the countdown on the Uncharted movie because we have another report from the Uncharted movie where another actor has turned down the lead role of Nathan Drake, and this time it is Chris Pratt, who everybody knows as Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, no, man.
He turned down the role.
Turned it down.
Now, I have to say that I never considered him a good Nathan Drake, but looking at him and knowing his sense of humor from the Guardians of the Galaxy, I think he actually could have been a good Nathan Drake.
No.
I don't know. No.
You want to expand on that, Donnie, or just no?
I want to say no because I want to see him do another acting role because people is just giving praise like crazy to the Guardians of the Galaxy, and it's not worth praising the way they praise it. And I'm not really feeling the character that he played. Not saying he's a bad actor, but let me see him do something else before I can say he can do Drake. I just didn't care for that movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, like that.
All right. Alex, what about you?
I think he could have done a good job. I mean, Nathan Drake's got that, he's got that handsome dude look, the gruff dude look, and he's got that comedic, side to him. He's got that smarminess. And yeah, I mean, I think Pratt would have been a good pick for it. I know everyone has their hopes on Nathan Fillion. By the time that Nathan Fillion actually agrees to play Nathan Drake, he's going to be 55 years old and he won't look the part anymore.
Well, I do like the fact that somebody, when this article came out, somebody put it in the comments because, what, these directors don't have, nobody has Nathan Fillion's number? They can't call him and ask him for the role? He wants the role?
Nathan, I believe, has come out on Twitter and said that
they
did.
Never offered him the role.
They just need to ask me, man. Get up off your freaking high horse and
it's not about being a high horse. It's about going.
It is.
No, it's about, listen.
Oh my God.
Everybody's telling you I'm good for this role and you don't even have the decency to call me. No, I'm not going to bail you.
Okay,
I'm not going to bail you out and call you up and say, hey, you know what? Since you're getting a whole bunch of internet hate, let me just alleviate that and say, okay, I'll do the role.
It's not about bailing somebody out. It's about, hey, I wouldn't mind doing this role. In fact, I want to do this role. Let me call. These freaking actors get on my dang old nerves. But it's your job to act. It's your job to find an acting job. So
he has an acting job. It's called Castle.
Okay, all right. I'm not saying he doesn't have an acting job, but you have an acting. You're an actor. People act, oh, he act like this, so that means he playing a gay role, so that means he's gay. Or he's playing a non-gay role, that means he's non-gay. Or he's playing this role, that means he did this. Oh, he's in a bad movie. This movie sucks so bad, but he's in it. That makes him sucky. No, you're an actor.
This is your job, is to act. So call them and say that you want this role. If they don't want to give it to you, we'll move on to the next role.
I
freaking actors.
I still say they should get Nolan North to do it.
Well, that's what I just said.
No, you didn't.
I said the guy who plays him.
Oh, you said that earlier. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
All right.
But he's not going to do it because he doesn't do the stunts for the mocap, does
he? Yes.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
Well, it's not too much you can do in a mocap room anyway, because you're a bunch of green screens around you with a bunch of plushy things around you. So, yeah. But I still agree. Yeah. North, where you at, dude?
All right. The first trailer for Tales from the Borderlands has come out. Yield, have you seen this?
No.
We don't need to tell anything about Tales from the Borderlands.
All right. It is worth noting that Tales from the Borderlands does take place after Borderlands 1, but before Borderlands 2. No, excuse me. I'm sorry. Wait. I'm sorry. It takes place after Borderlands 2. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay, because I was about to say, wouldn't this be the appropriate name for the pre-sequel then, if it was?
So it would be. So would you call this the
pre-sequel? No, this takes place after Borderlands 2.
Okay, so this is Borderlands 3.
This is Borderlands 2.5.
Is this Borderlands 3?
This is 2.5. Now, there are 3. Two. You will be playing as two different characters during the game. It is not.
Or is this Borderlands a sequel after the second?
I like that one too.
There are no morality decisions in this. This is not a morality game. It does have. It is being developed by Telltale, not Gearbox.
So it's not point and click?
No, it is point and click. That's why it's made by Telltale. Will see some cameos in it.
What do you mean morality? Do you mean it's not going to be like the, I'm sorry, I'm keep cutting you off. I'm sorry.
What? Like the Walking Dead morality. Let him live, kill him. There's not going to be those choices in Tales from Borderlands.
So it's not going to carry over to the next episode? What they're saying, your decision doesn't carry over?
Well, they're not saying that. There's just no
morality. No decisions whether or not to kill somebody or leave them on choices. The side of the road or take them with you and stuff.
Okay.
You will still shoot things, but in the Telltale way. So.
Yeah.
So we're going to take pictures?
Okay. I'm not a huge fan of, I wasn't even a huge fan of the Walking Dead gameplay. I freaking hate point and click, but the story of Walking Dead is what got me through it. And I'm hoping Telltale was soon straight away from the point and click.
Oh no, that's what they're known for.
That's what they're known for.
I know, but come on, take a chance, man. Everybody takes a chance.
That's like
crappy or not. Everybody takes a chance.
That's like hoping that an angered grizzly bear would hold a tea party and not murder everyone who attends.
The next thing we have is another Telltale game, Game of Thrones. They did announce that it will be 6 episodes long and not the usual 5.
What makes the heck Game of Thrones so special?
Have you ever seen it?
I've seen bits and pieces, and I don't care for this, nor do I care for this.
I've seen teasers on YouTube, and I've completely formulated my entire opinion of this show based on that. Donnie,
it's no story. It's just a bunch of sex. And
to say it's no story completely shows that you have no idea what you're talking about on this.
Exactly,
because they're based on books. And here's the thing that makes that series so great: a lot like The Walking Dead and Sons of Anarchy.
It has no story.
Anybody can die at any time.
Anybody you really care about the characters, and anybody can die at any time.
Well, anybody could die on a Walking Dead.
That's what he just said.
Oh, well, okay. Well, and also, Twilight was a book, and there was no story there either.
Okay, you're comparing a chick flick to...
I'm comparing book stories to another book story, which turned into...
But it's meant for a different audience, Dottie.
It doesn't make a difference. It's still a book story, and it was no story there. And
James Bond is a book story.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you. I'm not a James Bond fan either. I think I said that before.
Jurassic Park is Star Wars was a book.
Tiny doesn't care about Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Well, maybe not.
Okay, so
you shut your dirty so Donnie, mouth.
The Lord of the Rings was a book. The Hobbit was a book. So Donnie,
I said all these freaking
card
games that could be.
I'm
not a fan of the Lord of the Rings either. I don't care about a freaking ring that everybody's obsessed about, and it just turns you invisible, and that's it.
So Donnie, here's the thing.
Spoiler!
Oh my god!
I haven't seen the movie.
Hey, you need to be spoiled. If you ain't seen it by now, you need to be spoiled.
Hey Donnie,
everybody hooting and raving over a ring that turns you invisible.
Hey Donnie,
that's it. Yes,
Batman was a book, a comic book.
How many times I told you, I'm not a fan of Batman. I just like the Arkham series, and that's a video game.
Everybody
y'all saying I'm not a huge fan of, I like them enough to watch or enjoy.
Yield, I'm
moment.
With you. I can't record anymore.
Also, you noticed how, look, Donnie, so, you know,
the only one I'm a fan of that's a book is Dragon Ball Z. That was a comic, or a manga, or what they say over in Asia. So,
manga.
That was a book.
Manga?
The show.
Is it manga? Is that the word?
Manga. That's what it is.
So Donnie, you cannot sit here and say you don't understand why Game of Thrones, by people like Game of Thrones, if you haven't read the books or watched at least 5 episodes of the show.
A full episode? No. I can understand.
No, Donnie, it takes more than one episode to get into a show.
But, Donnie, if you watch one episode, I think anybody who watched Game of Thrones would agree with this. If you watch one episode and base the entire series on that one episode, there ain't no way in hell you're going to understand what the hell's going on. Stories go 4 or 5 episodes deep, and sometimes they touch on a storyline that ain't been talked about in 2 seasons.
And you're right. Some are like that. But you also got some where if you don't catch me in the first 5 minutes, then I'm not going to like it. That's how people are sometimes. And I'm just happen to be that way on this. Move on, please.
Donnie, usually I am on your side and I go against Tricky. But you are just – you're foaming at the mouth of saying on this
one. You guys like it and I don't. Come on, okay.
Know if you don't like it because you've never seen it.
I do know if I liked it. I seen bits and pieces of
Would
it
you
of
like
different $60 episodes
worth or $5.
Exactly. Thank you.
I seen bits and pieces of different episodes, and yes, thankfully I only spent $5 on it because I'm
seen
not
a
that
mishmash,
upset about it.
You've seen a mishmash of scenes. You've seen a mishmash of scenes from different seasons, and that's your. You haven't even watched a full Donnie. Oh my god!
Like I said, I'm not that upset about it. That's why I'm cool.
Well, I'm hanging on by a thread here, Donnie. What are you doing?
Like, thank you.
I can't defend you. I cannot defend you anymore.
Moving on.
I believe there is a nice thing about the Game of Thrones getting crushed by some Battletoads.
That's a horrible segue.
Good segue.
I think Donnie has some razz zits and some pipples on his back right now. Yes, Microsoft has trademarked Battletoads. That means it's going to be an exclusive game.
Yep.
Let me ask you a question.
So that means it'll
Did we all did like Battletoads, right? Does anybody really miss it?
Yes.
You know what? I would like to see the Battletoads in a Smash Brothers game. But
yeah, cameos of Battletoads and Turtles and stuff like in Smash Bros would be cool because like I mentioned before, those games came out in an era where we just wanted to get a controller in our hand. That's it. We don't really know anything about Battletoads unless we read up on them recently or in our older years of living. So I don't miss them.
All right. Then we're just going to move on. This is Yield's topic. I'm going to let Yield talk about this because I really didn't do too much on it. I'm just throwing this in because Yield, demanded it be in this week's episode.
Well, hold on. We should yield to this topic right about now. Yeah.
I didn't do any homework on it either because you're the worst. I just said that this game was announced officially. And we need to talk about it. We're not skipping over it.
Everybody needs to yield to this game.
Avalanche has officially announced Just Cause 3 coming out in 2015. It's going to be Game Informer's December cover story. And any of us that play Just Cause 2, you're really excited for Just Cause 3. Open world, massive map, can do whatever the heck you want at any time. Grappling hooks back, parachutes back. I just hope the story mission is a little bit longer, because if you just focused on the story mission in Just Cause 2, about 6 hours, you're done.
Well, they did announce for Just Cause 3 that they are solely focusing on a single-player sandbox right now. They did not rule out multiplayer, but they said that basically right now there is no plan to put multiplayer in Just Cause 3.
I just got to say, your statement, Yo, was a lie. Anybody who played Just Cause 2 is not excited for it, because I'm not. I'm not excited for it.
You did not like Just Cause 2.
Nah, it was. I'm still trying to think of the cause of why I played it.
Okay, it is worth noting that in 2015 the game will be coming out for the PS4, the Xbox One, and PC.
Well, just me alone can't stop this game from coming out, so people have fun.
All right, now some news that Donnie's going to shit on.
This episode needs to be called Donnie Hates and then Ellipses.
Rockstar has announced some GTA Online stats. It is right now...
Why do we care about freaking stats of GTA?
See, I told you that I was going to shit on this.
As of
October 31st of this year, 33 million people have played across 3 million different crews. There are 5.9 million jobs played, over 9.8 million jobs created. There's a bunch of...
That's a lie. That's a lie. Ain't nobody playing no freaking jobs on Grand Theft Online. They're just running around the freaking city, murdering folks. All right. Like Bloods and Crips.
There are other stats that you can go look up that I'm not going to get into, because the next topic is the reason why we're talking about GTA. Rockstar has announced that GTA Online heists are coming. And they will be coming.
Yeah, they said that
it will be part of the first major update after the game releases on the PS4 and Xbox One, and it will be for all versions of the game.
No, first of all, this is an update to what I read before, because what I read before was stated that the launch of GTA 5 on the new console will be having heist, and now they're saying the first major update prior to
after the release.
I mean, oh yeah, after post release of this is going to have the heist on it. So which are we going with? I choose not to go with neither one of them, because you said that about 25 updates ago on Station 3 that we was going to
okay,
have.
Okay, well, they did say that there has been 11 free updates to the game since the game's launch a year ago, so.
Oh, okay, my bad. 11 free updates. Not to mention the paid updates. Do we have any paid updates?
No, there has not been any paid updates.
Anyway, you lied to us. You freaking lied.
All right. Something else that we feel lied about. Bloodborne has been delayed. It's now coming out on March 24th of next year in the North America and PAL regions. And the UK and Ireland should expect it on March 27th.
Okay. I got one thing. Should we even feel at this point of video game, of our video game careers, should we be upset about a game being delayed? Because it should not be new to us by now.
I'm not affected by delays.
Yeah, we shouldn't be affected to anything that they say hasn't been released yet, because all games get pushed back now. And they've been getting pushed back for such long times now. So was new about the game being delayed.
All right. And our last topic, unless you guys want to talk about Bloodborne.
Nothing to talk about. We haven't played it yet.
I think okay. The show is a cumulative agenda or accumulation of topics that I just don't care about. Or can't even make jokes
this
about.
This show is going to get delayed.
This show should be deleted and removed from the history of the face of the earth.
Okay,
we spend more time talking about our trophy completion percentages than we have about the topics.
All right, well, this topic should get interest you a little bit, Alex.
What, did Reggie Fils-Aimé say some more shit? Did he respond to what I said a couple weeks ago?
No, we're going to talk about PlayStation View.
Is this a viewfinder?
No. Sony Network Entertainment International and Sony Computer Entertainment has revealed PlayStation View, a new cloud-based TV service that Sony will debut on the PS4 and PS3 before bringing it to iPad as well as other Sony and non-Sony devices. PlayStation View will allow subscribers to access TV and on-demand content without a cable or satellite service. Catch-up and on-demand TV will be offered, and the past 3 days of popular programming will be available without the need to schedule recordings. Sony has several networks lined up for PlayStation View, including CBS, Discovery Communications, Fox, NBC Universal, Scripps Network Interactive, and Viacom. Disney and Time Warner were notable omissions from Sony's initial list of networks, but Sony execs did tell New York Times that it is an active discussion with other partners. The final subscription cost for PlayStation View was not part of the announcement, but will be offered on a month-to-month basis with no contract or penalties for cancellation. PlayStation View will begin with an invite-only beta preview during November for select PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3 owners, and a progressive rollout of the service will begin in New York, followed by Chicago, Philly, Los Angeles. PlayStation View will initially offer around 75 channels per market during the beta, including local broadcast stations.
So, for,
Donnie's going to have a bunch of questions about this right now.
How about you get now situated first and then roll something else out?
That could be a checkmark one, but are they going to have, like, HBO? Are they going to have Cartoon Network? Are they going to have sci-fi? Are they going to have all this stuff that TVs and cable services already offer? Because if not, then the service are still better than this bull crap.
Well, okay. First of all, HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, all of them, probably not, because they have their own apps. And you do need a subscription to their channels on your cable bill to access them. So,
this is
kind of like the ABC app. If you have it on your phone, you can't watch ABC television unless you put in your online, you know, cable provider's information to let them know that you do pay for cable TV. This is going to allow you to watch TV without having to have a cable or satellite subscription.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if it's not what we already pay for, like, if I don't watch what I already watch now and I pay for it, what's the point of me having it just because I don't pay for it? I'm not going to be able to see what I want to see. I'm paying for the service because I'm seeing what I want to see. That's why I got the service. That's why I'm paying money into the service. If it's not going to give me what I want to see.
You just confused the shit out of me, Donnie.
Okay, look. Okay, I want to watch True TV. I want to watch Cartoon Network. I want to watch the talk video game channel, but if this doesn't give me what I want to watch and what I pay for already does, why?
Okay, but this is for somebody who doesn't have cable.
Okay, people who don't have cable already have this. It's called the TV. Then we have regular TV that you don't have to pay for. Just plug the box in and you got TV. Or to plug your TV in, you got TV.
That's the getaway watching TV, Dottie.
No, it's not. It's called regular TV. My pops has it downstairs in his basement. He doesn't have cable in upstairs.
Right, but he has local channels like ABC, CBS, NBC, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this is going to allow people like, okay, somebody who does not own, doesn't have a cable subscription, This is hypothetical. I'm not saying this is exactly going to work because they didn't announce this. But let's say somebody doesn't have cable. If they want to watch The Walking Dead, this service will allow them to watch The Walking Dead without having to have a cable subscription.
Well, that's what I just asked. What is it going to allow me to watch the stuff that I want to watch? If not, why?
I can't answer that because I don't know all the channels that are going to be offered. But this is for somebody who does not have cable, who doesn't want to pay $120 a month for cable when they only want to watch one thing. Now, if this thing comes out for, you know, $15, $20 a month, it's worth it.
First of all, I still think it's not going to be.
I don't think it's going to be that cheap.
So called. Yeah. It's not going to be that cheap, nor is it going to be free like they say it is for people.
No, it's not. They're not saying it's going to be free.
And then it's going to have so much stuff. It's so.
If it were
so much stuff dealing with it, I don't want to hate on it already. No, I'm going to have to update my freaking TV now.
If you could get this service for free. The cable companies, it would never happen because the cable companies would fight so hard because everyone would drop cable and just get this service. So.
Absolutely.
That's what happens. So what you're paying for cable is probably going to be what's comparable to what you'll pay for this. There's no way it's going to be less than $40 a month.
Oh, even if it's $40 a month, I mean, that's still worth it because the whole thing is that when you have a cable subscription, you have to pay for the rent the cable box, you have to pay for the service, blah, 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 blah. This, all you need is either your PlayStation 4, your PlayStation 3, or any other internet connected thing, and you could watch live TV and on demand stuff.
Also, that's the thing also, because you're still going to be paying the same amount because I got to have internet to watch this, and on top of that, I want internet to be running through my house, whether I'm using it for my video game, or whether I'm using it for work, or whether I'm using it for whatever other reason I'm using it. So I gotta have a cable company in order to have internet, and internet is more if you buy it by itself. And unless I get the bundle and had the TV and the internet, and I'm paying for all of it, it's still going to come out to the same amount.
The problem with television is you have these big swings with viewers, like when people want to watch, like in the fall when the fall sweeps come up and all the new shows are out, and like say Sons of Anarchy starts and The League starts. And you know, that's when people be like, okay, I'm gonna watch this, and you know, and then in the spring when Game of Thrones comes out, I've got a friend who canceled her HBO subscription until the spring when Game of Thrones come back on for
what Game of Thrones comes back.
Is it season 6? Season 5.
Season 5.
You're not saving
saving
no money.
Basically, season 5. What has happened is there are certain times of the year when I want to watch TV. And there are certain times of the year when I don't want to watch any TV at all. So why am I going to pay for a cable service at all? I mean, if anything, I'm going to, you know, maybe pay for this app and then stop and then cancel it immediately. If there's like a year long commitment, then I'm not doing it. Like there's no incentive there.
No, it says it's going to be offered month to month with no contracts and
that's a very good start. If I can cancel at any time, you know, that's a good start. So I may pick it up for a few months out of the year to watch, well, since Sons of Anarchy's gone, you know, to watch Game of Thrones Game of Thrones is on HBO. I may pick it up to watch, you know, The League or Hell on Wheels, something like that. So, you know, it depending on how much it costs, though, if I'm going to be paying, you know, $40 a month to watch one show, that makes no sense. I might as well just spend, you know, $12 on Amazon Video Store and just watch all four episodes for that month.
Y'all taking extra steps in y'all life when y'all don't have to take it. Just get the freaking cable and go on with your life.
Okay.
You're taking this extra steps for no reason. I'm canceling this and I'm canceling that and I'm bringing it back and I'm bringing it back. I'm canceling this, I'm canceling. You're still paying the same amount whether you cancel it or not. You just save, what, $2?
How do you figure you're saving $2, Donnie?
I'm just making I guess I'm over exaggerating.
My cable bill every month is $147.
Great googly moogly.
You also got the internet, and I'm quite sure you got the highest speed.
I got 50 up, 50 down, and I pay $30 a month for.
Okay, but I'm just saying, you got internet and you got TV. I don't know how many channels you have or what channel services you have with that, but you're paying for both of those together. Now, if you was to pay for just the internet by itself, you'd still be coming out of 100 and some change. Or whether you get the TV by itself, you'd still be coming out of this 100 and some change. So what's
the
difference?
Where are you getting these numbers from?
Cause that's the way it is. You'll be paying like maybe 50.
Is that much? How much? 50, is that how much cable TV is in Detroit?
Listen, you'll be paying maybe 50, 60 bucks maybe in the first 6 months. But after that 6 months is over with, it's going to jump all the way up to that 100 and some change when you could just pay for, like you said, maybe $40, if this would be $40, and you paying for just their internet over there, you're still going to be paying the same amount whether you had the TV and the cable together with the service you already have. You still paying the same amount. And now this time, you only paying for just that one show this time. When you got all those other shows you can enjoy for that other $40 of a month. That's what I'm saying. Like, why pay for this one show you're looking at and have internet and you paying the same amount you're paying now? Or you could just stick with what you have now. You have internet and all those other channels you can select for, not to mention on demand.
All right,
I just mentioned on demand.
You've been quiet during all this. Please jump in here.
I zoned out. And, yeah.
Come on, man. The Bengals aren't still playing.
No, they're done. I'm just...
He's playing some plunder knots, folks.
We're almost done.
Are we done yet?
That is going to bring us to the end of our topics. I'm sorry, listeners, that we left you with such confused with Donnie's...
Of course, everything got said.
Donnie, I have no idea what the hell you just said.
Here. I've got it simple. I got it really simple. Would you rather pay $60 for a bad game or $5 for a good game? There.
Would you rather pay $60?
That settles all arguments.
Pay $60 for your internet and TV or just $5 for your internet and TV and be bad if it crashes.
That is going to bring us to the end of the show. Let's do some housekeeping.
Yes. Move on. Yes.
ProvingGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We're looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to the website, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're on the site, please be sure to stop by and check out all of our articles and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, all of our videos could be found on Official Proving Gamer on YouTube. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. First, you can give us a phone call. Donnie, what's that number?
330-PROVEN-9. That's 330-776-8369. And no, I wasn't looking.
You can also go to the website and click on the tab on the right side that says leave the guys a voicemail. That is not just for our podcasters. That is for everybody on the site. You could also leave us a voicemail by going to our Facebook page and clicking on the SpeakPipe app, and you can leave a message that way. Speaking of our Facebook, we know you're on Facebook. Please stop by and check out our page, and please hit that like button and get involved in some of the discussions that go on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear your feedback. Speaking of feedback, you can get us personally by checking us out on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Heroes. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Alex at Saundersaurus Rex. And you can contact Yielded. I yield to no one. If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. There are several ways you can listen to us. You can listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher, and by also subscribing to the RSS feed on the website. The links are all there. Please, if you're listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, please stop by, leave us a rating, preferably 5 stars, and leave us a comment. Let us know how good of a job we're doing or how bad of a job Donnie's doing with his arguments.
You failed to mention our PSN IDs.
I didn't get there yet, sir.
Well, you don't have to get angry about it.
Well, I'm sorry. Are you hosting this week, sir?
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe this has all been one giant mind game into tricking you into thinking that you have been hosting when really I have been hosting the entire time. No, I'm not fucking hosting.
Alex, give everybody our PSN IDs.
All right, everyone. So our host this week is our host this week, part of the show. Tricky Mick. He is, you can find him on the PSN. He's Tricky Mick. Funny how that works out.
You've all, T-R-I-C-K-Y-M-I-C.
Yeah, no one cares. They're not going to add you. Then we have, I'm sorry, they will. Everyone likes USC. Tricky. Then we have Mr. Donnie, a.k.a. Young Twist, a.k.a. That DTN. So you spell that T-H-A-T-D-T-N. Although, I got to be honest, if you can't spell that, you shouldn't be listening to Trophy Horse. You should be reading some books.
You need to be reading.
We also got I Yield to No One. His PSN ID is the same as his Trophy Horse name and his Twitter handle. It's I-Y-I-E-L-D, the number 2, N-O, the number 1. And finally, we have me, Sondasaurus Rex. And let's hope I can spell this on the spot without messing it up. S-A-U-N-D-O-S-A-U-R-U-S-R-E-X. Sondasaurus Rex. Don't you just love how I said that like I was in a spelling bee?
Yes, but how do we find you on the PSN?
Oh damn! I completely I gave you my Twitter. I done fucked up, Mama. So on the on the PSN,
and now we know why Alice was not really hosted this week.
I do a fantastic job of hosting. I am flamboyant and charismatic. So my name on the PSN is Raze Havoc. It is a reference to, of course, one of my favorite X-Men characters, Alex Summers, or a.k.a. Havoc. It's R-A-I-S-E-H-A-V-O-K.
Which you've been doing the whole show, raising.
That's what I do every show. I cause destruction.
All right, we need to get into our sponsors. Our first sponsor is our GoFundMe. We are trying to raise money for new podcast equipment. If you could go by www.gofundme.com/provengamer and please donate what you can, even a dollar helps. But for a low price of a $5 donation, you can get a shout out. For the low price of $25, you can get a future seat on the show and other prizes. Be sure to check them all out, including a certain level where you can force one of the Trophy Horse hosts to platinum any game of your choosing. Yes, the power is yours.
Make Tricky Mick Platinum Bioshock Infinite. What if I did that? What if I paid the $250 just to get you to Platinum Bioshock Infinite?
I would do it, sir.
Well, that's assuming that you could actually...
You have 6 months to do
that's
it.
That's assuming that you could actually beat 1999 mode.
Oh, I can do it.
Oh, really? Well, how about you prove it there, Mr. Big Britches?
How about you put your money where your mouth is?
How about I just buy us all new podcasting equipment?
All right, and we have one more sponsor. Donnie, no, you know what? Because Alex likes to raise shit all week, or all this episode. Alex, who are we sponsored by? Oh my god.
It's like you just got attacked by rain.
It really did. Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, each and every time you do shopping on
Pour down.
Every time you do shopping on Amazon, please stop by provengamer.com first, click on any Amazon link, and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously, including buying Tricky some new headphones because I think the Alex just blew them out. Oh, it's going to bring us to the end of our housekeeping. Let's move on to shout-outs. Gentlemen, I can't hear you right now, so you're going to have to give me some indication. Alex, your shout-outs. Alex must have been killed by rain. Donnie, your shout-outs.
Oh, give a shout out to the listeners. You guys are awesome. Awesome. Give a shout out to my fam and a special one to my Grammeezy, which was her birthday yesterday. So merry birthday, Grammeezy. And, I gotta give a shout out to, Jim Carrey. I seen, Jim Carrey and I forget the other
Jeff
guy's
Daniels.
Name.
Is it, my gosh. Did you really Jeff Daniels. Watch that waste of a time of 2 hours?
No, Dumb and Dumber was great.
Dumb and Dumber was just that. Dumb and Dumber.
I
actually heard it was pretty good.
Was awesome. That junk was off the chain funny as heck. I couldn't see the rest, like half of the movie, because it was blurry due to the tears of me laughing so much.
You know,
that junk was an hour and a half of my life. Yes, we can hear you. I never got back.
You know why Donnie liked that movie? Because he could have been the lead role in that movie.
Yeah. Also, want to give a shout out to Big Hero 6. That movie was just awesome, awesome. I just seen that. I took the kids to go see it today, and that movie was great. I might just go see both of those again.
All right, he just escaped from rain. Alex, your shout outs.
Did he make you put the lotion on the skin too?
Apparently, he didn't. He didn't escape from
you
rain.
You don't want to talk about it. You don't want to talk about
it. All right, let's try. Wait, Alex might be coming back. Alex, you with us?
All right, so I'm back, and. Funny story, after I did the Amazon, my recording just shut off. It stopped. So I killed my own mic and recording with my powerful, earth-shattering Amazon. That sounded like I was being choked halfway through it.
So, Alex, do you think that maybe you have to go to Amazon to buy a new mic?
Possibly, if we get some money, some help, some donations for our GoFundMe.
And how could you help with the website with that?
You could go to GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer.
Very good.
Yeah.
You can also go to the website and click on any Amazon link and do all your shopping on Amazon.
Well, let's just make it super easy for them to help us out.
All right, your shout-outs there, sir.
Per usual, I would like to thank the listeners, the fans who keep this show going, the lifeblood, the heart, the soul. Thank you all. You are awesome, and we appreciate you all more than you know. And I'd like to, thank you guys, as usual, for being awesome, being the trophy horse. I wanted to give shout-outs to Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson, who are, as well as Kelvin Benjamin, who are helping carry my fantasy football team in my league, The Games, which might win me some money. Woo!
All right, Yield.
Shout-out to the listeners. Shout-out to you guys for recording most weeks. This week was just a train wreck.
Yes, it was.
Shout out to snow, since none of y'all like snow.
I love snow.
Hey, you know what? You know what I think of snow?
Shout out to Homer Gets Stuff.
Fuck snow.
And, you know, I think of snow goes great up your nose. Oh, wait.
You know what's great about snow? I can pee on it because I hate it so much.
This is the show that doesn't end. It goes on and on, my friend. Some people tried to
end it, but not really knowing what it was. But we continue recording forever because this is the show.
Yield, I'm sorry. Wow. Go ahead.
No, that's... Good night, everybody.
And I want to give a shout out to the four of you guys. Yeah, the four trophy whores. The four horsemen brothers. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to you guys. Thank you for putting up with the shenanigans this week and showing up for this train wreck of a show. Listeners, I am sorry. It is in Donnie's hands to make this somewhat listenable.
We apologize for nothing.
And I also want to give a shout out to the DSNY, the NYPD, and... The FDNY? Is that the one I missed? Yes.
And the...
The FDC and the...
And FEMA.
IRS, FEMA.
FEMA.
So if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Later.
Peace out. Check it.
Check
I'm
gonna
go
play
it.
In the snow.
Check it. You'd have made it through another one.
Replay.
I'll download another one.
Continue your horde.
Or you can go and do a tricky man.
Chop it.
However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again. Listen to this show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.